Well, praise God. Isn't God good? All the time? Amen. We want to welcome all of you. And there's some visitors. Is this your first time back here? First, God bless you. We welcome you. Yes. We want to welcome Jimmy Alexander. He's an evangelist. He travels everywhere. And he blessed us today by coming by. He's on another journey. God's got anointing on his life with signs. And so thank you for coming by, and praise God. Hallelujah. We have known each other for a long time. He's ministered here before, and we'll probably minister again. Praise the Lord. Let's all just close our eyes and just soak in the peace of God. See if you can get everything out of your mind. That's the important thing. Jesus, I am blessed with your grace. I'm blessed with your mercy. I'm blessed with your compassion. I'm blessed with the gifts. I'm blessed with the fruits. I'm blessed with faith. Right now, I exercise that faith. In the name of Jesus, I bind Satan. I bind principalities and powers. I bind Leviathan. I bind poverty, sickness, disease. The anointing has broken the yoke of my life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody here that has been really fighting. The enemy's trying to get you mad at somebody. And he's brought something into your mind, and you've been fighting it for the last couple of days, and God wants you free from it. And so if there's anybody who's trying to, eventually you get mad at God. That's where you wind up. But he's trying to get you mad at somebody by bringing attention to something that someone's done against you, and you just can't get it out of your mind. Guess what? God can take it out of your mind. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with us if we believe. Amen? Amen? Is anybody struggling? Sometimes we don't like to admit to this. Is anybody struggling in this area? Oh, my. Oh, that's a God thing. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God. You can't get rid of it, huh? How many was you? Raise your hands again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, those back there too. Oh, five. Listen, let's just stop here for a minute. Let the Holy Ghost minister. Come up here in Jesus' name. Come up right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Doesn't God like the minister? He wants us to walk in love, and he don't want us tied up with the devil and all kinds of things. Now listen, you got to surrender it to him, right? You can't sit back down and say, well, it ain't gone. It'll be gone if you have faith in Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands. Close your eyes. Get their wallets. No. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I bind those thoughts from her mind as I touch her in Jesus' name. Oh, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I bind that thought from my sister, from her mind. I command it all to be loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, I bind that from her mind. Satan, I break your power right now. I command it all to be loosed from her right now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I bind that from his mind right now. I thank you and I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. The peace of God. the peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, I bind that thought from her mind right now. I free her by faith in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Satan, you're not going to touch her mind. You're not going to throw that in her mind no more. I take it out of her mind in the authority of the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank you and I praise you right now. It's being loosed from her right now. Go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every thought, Lord, every thought gone in Jesus' name. Every thought gone in Jesus' name. A free mind, the peace of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Every thought gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every thought gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Every thought gone in Jesus' name. Every thought, I bind you, Satan. I bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Every thought gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every thought gone in Jesus' name. I bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. I bind you from their minds and from his mind in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the really peace and presence of Jesus upon him in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that's a good way to start out, ain't it? Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're still talking about words determine destiny. Destiny is found in Christ. And so there's power or life or death in the power of the tongue. And so we want to build up our most holy faith praying in tongues. Amen. This is an exercise now. Then we want to release our faith and identify with all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. This is something you got to do every day. Philemon 1:6, release your faith, acknowledge all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. So if you're born again, there's a lot of good things in you in Christ Jesus that you're not saying on a daily basis. And so the enemy wants you to say bad things, think bad thoughts, and so on and so forth. So words determine our destiny. Our destiny is always found in Christ. It's for the body, it's for individuals, it's for the fivefold, it's for all of us. It's found in Christ Jesus. And so we have to speak the right words. We have to speak life. Amen? So that's what God, and there's a reason for it, and that's what God wants to encourage us today from the Word of God, that words determine destiny. So where are you heading? Are you speaking bad words? Have you ever noticed when something wrong goes in your life, that things come out of you that you didn't believe was there? So there's some bad stuff in us. It's called the flesh. It's called the works of the flesh. And so over a period of time, if you'll acknowledge all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, if you'll renew your mind with the Word of God, asking the Holy Spirit to help you to think differently every time you come up against a situation, whether it be husband, wife, family, child, whatever it may be, to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to come up to say things differently from the Word of God. Amen? You're going to let this mind that's in Christ be in you. Amen? So you're going to cooperate with the Word of God. So if you want to overcome anger, if you want to overcome whatever's coming out of you in given situations, you see, the devil is always after us throwing doubts in our mind. And the Bible says to hold up the shield of faith. Jesus is our faith. He must become more important in our lives than our problems. Amen? And that's the way you'll get through many, many battles. He's more important in your life. If you're more important, you'll dwell on yourself. You'll dwell on what's going on in your life. It will create emotion in your life, you see, and then you'll speak that emotion instead of speaking by the Spirit of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to look at some scriptures here and let the Word of God speak to us. And so after I put this out in your life, I don't go home and stay awake at night. It's up to the Holy Spirit in you. You see, you don't want to speak sick words. The tongue must be tamed. It can speak many sick things. And so as you start speaking the Word of God, your tongue will be tamed. You won't be speaking things of the world and identifying with the world. So God wants to train you by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. In every church that I know of, not everyone, but they're becoming politically correct. They're afraid to let the Spirit of God move. They don't believe in miracles no more. They don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit no more. You see? So if you hang around these people, guess what? It'll come on you. It really will. And so you got to hang around people who speak the Word of God, who walk in the life of Jesus, who walk under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You see, who seek Jesus. And Jesus is more important than I am. Jesus is more important than you are. But guess what? Every one of us have these little things in our lives that we are more important. You know, Mandela over there in Africa, he was just placed in the hospital, but he's out now. No, he's not out of the hospital yet, but he got out of prison. And they asked him, they said, aren't you mad at the prison officials? Because he was in there, I don't know, 25 years, what it was. Ain't you mad at the prison officials and everything else? He said, no, if I stayed mad, they're still controlling me. Ain't that a good saying? So if you stay mad at God or an individual, that means that individual is still controlling you. And it's about you. So you need to pray for those who despitefully use you. That's the Word of God. Amen? And so words determine your destiny. So God wants you to awaken you today to find that destiny in Christ. The Holy Spirit will remind you of everything that Jesus has said. That's what he's in us for. He will take from Jesus and give to us. You see? But if you're living in the world, if you're living in those, I'm more important, it's all about me, things won't happen and you'll wonder why. Well, God's going to give you a message today to show you why you have to speak the Word of God. Words determine destiny, and destiny comes from in Christ, and the Word of God is Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Turn, if you would, Chris, to Proverbs 6, 2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 6, 2. You are snared by the words of your mouth. If you wonder why you're having problems in your life, you're probably saying the wrong things. You're snared by the words of your mouth. That won't bring destiny. You are taken by the words of your mouth. It'll pull you down. It'll bring you into depression, oppression. It'll bring you into loneliness. It'll bring you into financial disability. Believe me, you won't get the financial blessings from God. Things you say, the words you speak will determine your destiny. And all destiny for everybody who's born again is in Christ. Amen? And so you got to watch your mouth. You got to tame your tongue. This week, you need to work at this. You are snared by the words of your mouth. I've been telling people, Betty went in the hospital, and she was supposed to have something wrong with her heart and lungs and so on and so forth. And so we went to one doctor. The doctor said she had pneumonia. We went down to the emergency room, and come to find out, they took x-rays. She had no pneumonia. I don't know if God healed her from the first doctor to the second doctor. I believe that. But anyway, while she was in the emergency room, they hooked her up, and this machine was going absolutely wild. Red lights were going off and everything else, and her beat was going from 82 to 175, just going crazy. The doctors were running in there and everything else, and every time I prayed the blood of Jesus, it calmed right down. So I was in a battle with the devil through a machine. Amen? But I wasn't speaking what the report they were giving me. One came in and said this. I said, hey, buddy, God's got a better plan for her life. He went out of the room. A heart specialist came in, and I got close to her, and it was a lady doctor. I said, you know, Jesus healed me from multiple sclerosis. I was getting all these reports. Betty never budged. She just laid there like she was in heaven, man. And the more reports, the more peace I got. Because I was responding to the pure blood of Jesus, the power, the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wasn't repeating what they said. I don't care who they are and they're scientists. I wasn't repeating it. I'm not against doctors. You know, they're trying to help people. But nevertheless, with them, 2 and 2 is 4. They're not into the supernatural. So I didn't get snared by the words of my mouth. Because I didn't take on that, and I didn't start speaking what they were saying. So every time they leave the room, I laid hands on Betty. This went on for about an hour and a half. this machine went bonkers. I mean, these lines that come across the machine, I mean, I thought they were in love with each other. They were twined around each other, and I'm going, my God. Well, the machine was behind Betty's head. She really didn't know the peace of God. She didn't know all this was going on. Except the doctors would come run in and say, are you all right? She says, yes. Well, they took the machine out. They thought it was broken. They got another one. It got worse. And so the time they took her up to the room, it was completely healed. This stuff was not going on no more. So they didn't believe that it was happening this way. So they woke her up all night and put a machine on her. And they couldn't, and it was perfect. It was normal. She had some stuff in her lungs, and I'm going to get this afternoon, and she's coming home. But you see, saints, if you don't believe that you're going to go into a desert and have testings and trials, then you don't believe in the Bible. Stephen's going around doing miracles, and God allowed him to be stoned to death. He allowed Paul to be bit by a snake. Stayed in the ocean half the night or all night or whatever it was. There's a lot of Peter thrown in jail, Paul thrown in jail. There is testings and trials. And God wants to build faith into you, and he wants to know what you're going to do during a testing and a trial. What are you going to say? Are you going to be snared by your words? Or are you going to speak the word of God? Are you going to speak the resurrection power? Are you going to speak the blood of Jesus Christ? Are you going to speak the mind of Christ, which is the word of God? And when you speak the word of God, faith comes. Amen? Faith will come. It may be a battle. It may hurt. But faith will come. And so your destiny is in Christ, and he wants all the promises to be yes, yes, on our lips. Amen? You know, Charles Capps says it like this. I kind of like this. The word of God conceived in the heart, formed by the tongue, spoken out of the mouth, is creative power. If you want me to repeat again, you go get a tape. I mean, a CD. Amen? Listen, saints, we need to not be snared by our own mouths. And that's why the devil, you know, these people that came up here, that's what the devil's trying to do. First you get mad at somebody, then you get mad at God. Do you know that? He's very tricky, that clown. And so the more you speak the word of God, the more you keep your mind on Jesus, the less you're going to speak and receive bad reports and be snared by your own mouth. And everybody in here has had bad reports. I can remember they gave me a report that I had multiple sclerosis and I weren't ever going to, I mean, I was going down the hill, I might just go home and accept it. Well, I went to therapy where there was people who sat around in chairs. They all had MS. And if they said, my ears were ringing last night, all of a sudden my ears would start ringing. That's a suggestive mind. I said, I'm getting away from these people. Hallelujah. Now, I wasn't against it, but I'm just getting out of here. Because you see what I'm saying? I was being snared. Their ears, oh, they rang, and they named a bunch of things. And I was getting everything, and I was saying it. I got the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the right use of our tongue links us to Jesus Christ. The right use of your tongue, not being snared by things of the world and saying things, these bad reports that come, whether it be a financial report, whether it be a sickness report, whether it be whatever it may be, you cannot say that. You can't, because it'll snare you. The enemy will drag you down. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so, this is very important. There is a priesthood of Jesus. It's eternal. It goes on continually in heaven. He is the high priest of our... So it's important for us to have the right confession, isn't it? If he's the high priest of our confession, what are we confessing? What are we speaking? Is it life or is it death? Or is it the word of God? Are we more important than Jesus? You see, if he's the priest of our confession, the only confession he says is the word of God. I mean, he don't go up there in heaven with an anger and stuff like that. He's the high priest of our confession. That is so powerful, saints. Turn, if you would, Chris, to hallelujah. Hebrews 3:1. Hebrews 3:1. Therefore, holy brethren, see, he calls us holy. Partakers of a heavenly calling. Your calling don't come out of the world. See, words determine destiny. Destiny is in Christ. That's a heavenly calling. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing. Amen? Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. And so in honor for him, if you ain't confessing, you see, he's the priest of our confession. He wants us to grow in the Word of God, and he wants us to confess the Word of God. He wants to be the priest over that confession. He's the priest of our confession. Well, don't get snared by your mouth. Don't speak death into your life. You see, don't speak bad reports. Someone said to me, how's Betty doing? She's healed and whole. See, I had no problem. I stayed with her yesterday until 3:30. Then I went home and prayed. I went home and took communion. I went home and studied the Word of God. And everybody, the mind was saying, you need to be back there with her. No, no, no. She needs God. She needs God. She needs the presence. So I'm home speaking the presence into the room. I'm home releasing angels into around that room. I'm home speaking the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm home saying, I'm going down tomorrow and get her. She's under my covering. I have a heavenly calling. And Jesus is the high priest of my confession. I'm confessing the resurrection. I'm confessing the holy blood of Jesus, that pure, holy sacrifice. I'm confessing that. I'm speaking that. My mind wants to say other things. My mind wants to go back to bad reports. My mind wants to do this and do that. I'm battling thoughts. I'm battling my mind with the Word of God. I'm not allowing those thoughts to manifest in my... I don't want to be snared by my own mouth. Amen? So you have a heavenly calling. He's the high priest of our confession. If you have the wrong confession, you don't link up with Jesus. You have the right confession, you'll link up with Jesus. There's people in here who say the right thing in church and say the wrong thing Monday. God wants you to come alive with the Spirit of God. God wants, you know why? We need people out there who are charismatic, who will step out and lay hands on people, who won't be moved by bad reports, who won't be moved by what the checkbook says. God will supply. If you link up with Jesus through your confession, he's the high priest of it, it'll cause a power in your life. I was sitting out in the sun porch praying in tongues yesterday when I got home, and this wind was blowing. I'm talking about blowing. And I stood up and I said, in the name of Jesus, it was disturbing me. I bind this wind. It stopped. You know what my mind did? Was that really you, God? Does this really work? Shut up, head. The dirt will not speak today. The Spirit of God will. So immediately I grabbed that thought, knowing that all things are possible to those who believe, all things are possible to God. Yes, you can stand in front of the wind, not to make it some magic thing. If the devil's bothering you, you can bind him. If principalities and powers are bothering you, if sickness is bothering you, if poverty is bothering you, if oppression, depression is bothering you, if something your husband said is bothering you, something your wife said is bothering you, don't be snared by your own mouth. Don't speak death. Speak life. Have a confession from the Word of God that links up with Jesus, our high priest, because you have a heavenly calling. So why are we listening to the world? Why are we letting the world drag us into this junk? There's a cancer in America. And if we don't pray, it's going to get worse. It's even in the churches. Sexual cancer, murder cancer, drug cancer, fevery cancer, homosexual cancer. It's spreading throughout the body of Christ. And guess what? They want us politically right. They want us to agree with things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. Say, I have a great high priest. Who has passed through the heavens. Who has passed through the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. When I have a confession. When I have a confession. From the Word of God. I link up with Jesus. My high priest. Of my confession. I'm going to be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit will speak the Word of God. I'm in touch with Jesus. See, even though we have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit in us, we're born again, we have the Spirit that can do the work of the Father and represent Jesus Christ. We have a heavenly calling. Guess what? Guess what, saints? Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, you see, Jesus, he's gone beyond, he's gone, he's higher. Satan is under our feet. He passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Your confession will link up with Jesus. Or your confession will link up with the devil, will link up with you, will link up with the world. You see how important it is to renew our minds? How important it is. Words determine our destiny. Our destiny is in Christ Jesus. We're blood bought. We don't belong to ourselves. We got to stop this cafeteria stuff. I like this. I don't like that. I like this. I don't like that. You ought to like from Genesis to Revelation. I can remember when our kids were young. I'd say, eat. It was green peas and stuff. And I says, you know, there's people in China dying for starvation. He said, well, Dad, why don't you send this to them? See, my grandma, my folks taught me that. Well, I thought I'd pull it on mine, but mine was a little smart. I said, well, here, send it to China. If you send it to China, I won't have to eat it. That didn't work. Hallelujah. See, we got to stop this cafeteria, saints. There's things in the Bible that people don't even want to hear. Do you know that God allowed a bear to come out and tear up 40 kids? And do you know the manna that they ate was Jesus? But they had to go get it every day? See, that's how you got to get the Word of God and you got to speak it. When I get up in the morning, I go through this whole thing. I'm blessed with the blood. I'm blessed with the gifts. I'm blessed with the fruits. I'm blessed with the name of Jesus. I'm blessed with the peace. I'm blessed with the compassion. I'm blessed with the forgiveness of my Lord. That's what I do. I'm blessed. If I stop that, it won't be very long. It'll be gone. You remember when Jesus met with the apostles after the resurrection? 3 days they had developed a hard heart and unbelief. So they had to go out and get the manna every day. Then the manna is this word now. You need to get the Word of God in you every day. You need to speak it. See, what happens, we're snared by what we say because we speak death. You know why? We speak what's happening to us rather than what the Word of God says. If somebody called you and swore at you, or someone gave you what we call a dirty look, hand them a face cloth. I thought that was good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there you are, saints. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. See, we're in Christ. Words create destiny in Christ. He's passed through it. In the Bible says, Ephesians, it says, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. Every spiritual blessing. Well, you see, our confession isn't lining up with our priest. It isn't linking up with our priest. We're confessing, I ain't got no money. I can't pay this. I can't do this. My back hurts. What's going on with my eyes? I don't see like I used to see. Get some cheetahs. Well, I've walked my faith. I can't wear glasses. Why not? See, we got all these little things that we've built up, you know. Oh, well, your wife's in the hospital. You speak faith. That's right. Jimmy said to me this morning, God's the same. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and changed. He never changes. But you see, you're not linking up with your priest. Your confession is not linking up with Jesus, your high priest. Amen? The tongue has got to be tamed, saints. You've got to control your tongue. Charles Capps once again says this, the word of God, a word of God conceived in the heart, formed by the tongue, and spoken out of the mouth is creative power. You like that? I do. Do you know how many, the longer I stay in ministry, the more I need to confess the word of God, the more I need the Holy Ghost power to come upon me, the more I need to walk in the blood, the more I need to speak the name of Jesus, the more I need to distance myself from the world. We have to, saints. I'm telling you, God's body, you and I are the body of Christ. The Bible says we're kings and priests. Sons and daughters. Well, here's the deal. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through all the spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, a yes. Always remember, saints, hope is in the mind, faith is in the heart. Right? Amen? So a lot of people have hope in the promises, but faith has to bring it out of God's realm. Into this realm, whether it be healing, whether it be finances, whether it be whatever it may be. Praise you, Jesus. Hebrews 10. See, we're moving right along here. Hebrews 10, 21 and 23. 21 to 23, I should say. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. A confession that links up with Jesus. A heart is where the faith is. Amen? In full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, in our bodies washed with pure water. Renewing our minds, saints. Cleansing ourselves with the word of God. No longer letting our tongues control our lives if the tongue is not speaking the word of God. We're snared, saints. Many, many people say, well, heart conditions was in my family. And I'm going to have it. You know, it's funny, this doctor was filling out things and he said, is there any conditions in your family, Betty? And Betty said, no conditions. She wouldn't tell him nothing. He's looking at her like either she can't remember because they went through the whole thing, diabetes and everything. No, that's not my family. And so on and so forth. We gets up to the room. Listen now. We gets up to the room and this lady comes in. I don't know where they get these people from. And she was talking to my wife. My wife didn't catch on, but I did. They were talking about donations. And they went through this whole bunch of stuff. I said, lady, there'll be no donations here. You want some eyes? Go to the five and dime. I'm not into that. Some people are into that. I'm not into that. I'm taking my wife home, healed and whole. But they were talking about her heart. They were talking about her eyes. I'm saying, my God. Well, what am I going to do if something happens? I says, first of all, God's not going to let anything happen. And secondly, Me. That's who you talk to. Do you have a will? I said, yeah, but you ain't getting it. And Betty's laying there looking at this woman like, what is she smoking? Hallelujah. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession. See, if you don't have the hold fast of the confession, you'll never link up with Jesus. Are you listening? If you've got problems, you've broken the link. What you have to link up with Christ with the right confession, you've broken it. The fast confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Jesus is faithful. I don't care what's going on in relatives. I don't care what's going on anybody. Jesus is faithful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's faithful. There's some things that only God knows. You know why he don't let us know? We think we're smarter than God then. Hallelujah. Verse 23, let us hold fast the confession or of our hope without wavering. You see, saints, this confession links up with Jesus. But many times, because it doesn't happen, we start wavering. We start looking at the report of the world. We start looking at the report of the doctor. Well, maybe they're right. You see, God's never too late. He showed up 4 days late for Lazarus. But that doesn't mean people don't die. I prayed for a lot of people who have cancer that died. I prayed for Jess White back here. She had cancer. She died. But also didn't Andrew and a whole bunch of other people. I know a lady who traveled all around the world. She had a little pea, about the size of a little pea, on the side of her neck. And she didn't want her face disfigured. It was recommended she have it cut out. She went to Copeland. She went to Benny Hinn. And you can, Shambach. She went all, and then she wound back, and I don't know how, she was gone 7 or 8 months. And she wound back in town, called me, and my wife went down there. When we got down there, she had a handkerchief tied around holding her face up. It was full of cancer. It smelt, man. I didn't say I was going to, I still prayed for it. I said, dear, why did you have it cut out? I didn't want to disfigure. That ain't going to disfigure your face. Look at you now. I didn't want to put her down. Her whole face was just pussy and smelt, and it hurt so much she had a handkerchief tied up around holding the face up. Well, a week later, 2 weeks later, she died. You know why some people don't want to get healed from disability? They'll lose their check. You guys, a true story? I've had them stand up there. Do you want to get, oh, yeah. What do you do for work? Oh, I'm on disability. Oh, do you know that you're going to have to turn that in? All of a sudden, you see the look on their face and you see the wheels turning. What am I going to do? I ain't worked for 6 months or 6 years, whatever the case may be. No one's going to hire me. They don't believe that all things are possible with God, that God can open doors that no man can close. All they're thinking about, myself, my God, I ain't going to pay my rent, my light bill's due, my telephone bill. Well, Ephesians 5:1. Ephesians 5:1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Listen, saints, we ought to be saying what Jesus says, do what Jesus does, be led by the Spirit that Jesus, his Spirit, you see, be imitators of God. That means raising the dead, open blind eyes. That means overtaking demons and principalities and powers. That means not agreeing with the world. That means not having your tongue caught up or you put yourself down and so on and so forth. Be imitators of God. God spoke into light, and he spoke planets into existence. God spoke things into existence. Didn't he? Well, if he says be imitators of God, he must tell, he's telling us we can do it. Well, what you know the key is? Your confession is not linked up with Jesus, your high priest. You can't decide one day, I'm going to have a confession. See, this is going out and getting the manna every day. This is speaking your blessings every day over your mind, over your family, over your checkbook. When he sent the apostles out, he said to them, when they came back, did you lack anything? We didn't lack anything. See, I really believe that. I don't mean we lack testings and trials. We'll have testings and trials. God wants to know if your faith is more important than gold. Amen? We got one guy back that agreed. Be imitators of God. Well, we started off the year in January 1, faith, hope, and love. You can't imitate God if you don't walk in love. If you're not filled with, because everything operates from God's love. Amen? We got the Holy Spirit in us. We should be able to mature and grow into a place. We're not important no more. We got to stop running the old film. We got to start running the Word of God into our minds. Romans 12:2 says, offer up your body, surrender everything to God. You need to surrender your sexual organs. You need to surrender your mind. You need to surrender everything to God. He's well able to take care of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I won't go there, but you know, in Mark 7, Jesus said defilement comes from within. It'll prove, man, if someone does something to you wrong, watch the words that come out of your mouth. It comes from within. That means it's got to be changed. The emotions have got to be changed. The works of the flesh have got to be changed. You got to have more of God in your life and less of yourself. Amen? If you want victory, saints, this is the way to it. What is your confession? It must link up with the high priest, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If it ain't linking up, you ain't going to get nothing. And then the devil will say, I told you it doesn't work. There is no God. Because your confession don't link up with Jesus, and so he'll come slamming into your mind. This is the airport for Satan. He lands all kinds of junk in there. That's why you people that came up here, and that's not a put down. That's why you people that came up here was battling that thought you was battling. That thought was not your thought. The devil put that thought in your mind. Sometimes we get mad at God. You know why we do? It's about us. We still haven't died. We still haven't decreased. If you people are running the old film, you know, I was into booze and drugs and carried a gun and joined the Marine Corps when I was 17, wanted to kill, had multiple sclerosis. My mother left when I was 5 years old. I taught myself on the street, and I weren't a good teacher. If you teach yourself at that age... But guess what? All of that's gone. God can change it. How? If our confession links up with Jesus Christ, we renew our minds, and we slowly work at this thing. Holy Spirit, help me, teach me, counsel me. I can't do this myself. I don't understand why I'm doing this. He may take you out in the desert. You may go through a testing and a trial. And guess what? You can't turn around and say, I don't want you to teach me that way. You remember old Job? He never consulted with Job. He can talk to the devil. Have you considered my son Job? Have you considered my church? Have you considered my body? Have you considered my sons and daughters? Have you considered the kings and priests? Have you considered that? God may allow some things. I don't mean sickness and disease, but God may allow some things. Because he wants your faith to grow. He wants you to get rid of... that confession of your mouth that's snaring you. He wants you to lean not to your own understanding, but to him. Amen? Hallelujah. This is the word of God that has healed me and freed me. But guess what? I get the manna every day. I don't try to store up for a week. I get it every day. Before my feet are on the floor, a foot, because I don't sleep with a plastic leg. So the minute my foot hits the floor, before that I should say, I just say all these blessings. When I wake up, the devil's after me. Maybe it's foggy out. Maybe the weather's bad. I don't allow to start thinking of that. I'm blessed with your grace. I'm blessed with your mercy. I'm blessed with your gifts. I'm blessed with your love. I'm blessed with your forgiveness. I'm blessed with your name. And I go through a whole bunch of stuff. And I get up so chipper. I get all happy. I just awoken the Holy Ghost in me. I just had a confession that was linked to my high priest. You're going to have to do it every day, saints. There's some people here moaning, groaning. Why did it happen to me? Why'd that happen? You know something? If you don't keep your eyes on Jesus, you remember Jesus said, "Hey, Peter, come on out here. It's me." He got his eyes on the world. Guess what? "Help me, Jesus. I'm going under." And Jesus did help him. But that's what the devil does. He tries to get your eyes off from Jesus by stopping the confession. Amen? You people are great people of God, but you're not getting the greatness of God in your life. When you look at my life, married 55 years, been in the ministry 35 years, have never taken up a collection, never been late on a payment, that should show you some, and it's not wrong to take up a collection, I'm not saying that, but for me, because when God said, when he sent the apostles out and they came back, "Did you lack anything?" And I read that and they said, "No." I said, "God, I want to learn that. I want to learn to draw everything from you, regardless." But when you look at this ministry, the marriage, a good steward over finances, no bills in the church, you guys ought to be hanging on every word I say. Because that's what got me there, the word of God. Now, I don't mean hanging on the word, but he used to smoke those funny cigarettes. I'm not talking about that. Me and old Bud walk together. Now me and the Holy Ghost do. Amen? There's nothing like a high from the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There's nothing they can sell in the world over the counter or anything that can match it. And once you're in there, you don't want to get out of it. But you know the ministry runs out. You say, "Lord, can't you send 500 more? I can feel the power of God on my life." But you see, when you look at my life and look at our marriage and look at me and my wife, some people don't believe this. I don't care if you don't believe it. I've never sworn that we don't fight with each other. Do I do things wrong? Yeah, she don't say nothing. Does she do things wrong? Yeah, and I don't say nothing. You know why? Because of all the things he's forgiven me, I'm not perfect. So I don't try to pick at her or anything she does. And vice versa. We're always together. We're in the hospital the other night holding hands when that lady came in and wondered about the eyes and stuff. I said to myself, "What is she, a vampire or something or what?" You ain't getting it, lady. You ain't getting nothing. What you're going to get is a healthy body walking out of that bed. Hallelujah. You know, I had a preacher. I was preaching in 4 or 5 homes when I first came to Colorado Springs, and I asked this preacher, Assembly of God pastor, to come over and minister in one of these homes. And he gave a message that said that even if God wasn't real, this is the best life there is to follow it. Now, he didn't believe that, and he wasn't meaning it. He was trying to make a point, you see. Church, the body of Christ, is the best thing there is. When you look at my life, saints, If you think for 1 minute I haven't been through mind battles, that I haven't been out in the desert, that I haven't had attacks on my body. And all the time I had to finish up with that confession, linking up with Jesus. And then when you're in this kind of ministry, the word of knowledge, it isn't like that with everybody, but with me sometimes I feel it. See, I felt the attack on the mind. That's why I spoke it out. Hallelujah. You know what we're doing? We're denying the power of God. We're denying the love of God. We're denying the gifts of the Spirit. If you want it today, saints, I really believe that God can impart in you. You know when Paul said, I long to see you so I may impart some spiritual blessing into your life? That's what I'm about. I never get tired of laying hands on people. I never get tired of praying. If it's the same one 10 times, I don't jump on them. I really believe in the teaching of Jesus. Keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking till you get it. Amen? Sure. Persevere. Press in. Keep that confession linked with Jesus. Keep going out and getting the manna every day. Don't let your words of fleshly words determine your destiny. Your destiny is in Christ. And regardless what happens to your life during your ministry, he'll always be with you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't be like Peter. Peter started sinking. You get your eyes off Jesus, the world will just gobble you up. Sickness will just gobble you up. Financial problems will just gobble you up. But when you keep your eyes on Jesus, you'll overcome them financial problems. You'll overcome that sickness. You'll overcome that disease. You'll overcome that marriage problem. You'll overcome the devil. You'll overcome principalities and powers. You'll overcome the darkness of this world because you'll walk in the kingdom with a kingdom confession. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, good night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Jeff. Hey, where you going? Praise you, Jesus. I want you to worship God when this plays. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesse, the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
The Bible says, I heard the voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, and glory, and honor, and praise to the King. The Bible says, it will sound like the voice of many waters, mighty thunder.
Hallelujah.
As people praise come from the nation to declare, He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of all. Majestic Savior. And He's come down from paradise to take us home. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, Jim, I can see you're standing in front of a marble table, and there's marble stairs going up with gold rails on both sides. And there's on the table, there's a glass of purple liquid. And God said that all belongs to you as you keep traveling with Jesus. This is going to be slowly dumped into your life. It's going to be a fresh anointing, a more powerful anointing. And every time you take a drink, you're going up another step. Every time I can see you going up another step. This is something that's going to happen down the road. You're going up another step. And God says you're going to be someday, not in the outer court, not in the inner court, but in a place called the Holies of Holies. And God says when you get in there, no one will be able to resist what you're trying to say by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's turnarounds coming in people's bodies. There's something you've been walking with for a long time, such as diabetes. There's somebody here who's got liver problems. And God said today, if you can believe Him and trust in Him, that liver that has made you so tired, so exhausted, that you can't even get out of the front door sometimes, and you didn't know what it is, you've been taking all kinds of drinking this and taking this vitamin so on and so forth, God says you need a healing in your liver. God said, and He's going to give you a healing, and you're going to feel a strength go right through your body. Hallelujah. That which you've been walking with, diabetes, God is all things are possible. God, He can heal that pancreas. Amen. There's somebody who's had pain in your grip or real stiffness. There's somebody who's had pain in your wrist. I'm speaking that in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here who's really having problems sleeping at night. And when you're awake, your mind is so busy, but you're not thinking of God. God's not on your mind. God says He'll heal that. Tonight, if you believe what God is saying, you'll sleep like a baby. And you'll sleep like a baby every day after if you'll release your faith every night you go to bed. And put yourself in God's hands and let the Holy Spirit, let the angels fill your room. Let the Holy Spirit come alive in you. He will bring that sleep. He'll bring that rest into you. The reason why you're not resting, you're not walking in the finished work of Jesus. Are you listening? There's a place we should come in into a rest knowing it's all been done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's got something wrong with your brain.
It just is malfunctioning or something, and sometimes you just can't think. There's something going on in your brain. God says if you'll take this prescription, if you'll pray in tongues for 90 days, pray in tongues with your mouth, quote scriptures with your mind, that part of the brain that's not functioning will be healed in 90 days. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise your Jesus. His presence is in this place. You see, he loves us and he wants to minister to us. He don't want you walking out of here the same way you came in, if you came in with anything. Amen? You've been sitting in his presence. You've heard the word of God. The important thing is your confession must link up with Jesus. He's our high priest. So there's going to be a prayer line for impartation. Does anybody need healing in your body, physical body? One up there. Come up here quickly. Come up here. Anybody else? Come up here, Bill. Come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is for healing in your body now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's going on in your body, dear? Stomach? What's going on with you? The flu? You know the Bible's going to tell you? It's going to say, walk where Satan can't find you. Hallelujah. What's going on in your body, dear? Comes and goes. We want it to stay, right? Away. Go, yeah, right.
I have tremendous pain throughout my body.
Throughout your body, right now?
No.
Okay, did you have it when you came in? And you don't have it now? So God healed you. Well, if you had it when you came in, you don't have it now. He took it, right? Well, if it's gone, he took it. I can't take it. Right? I'm going to pray for you now, dear. We got to understand we're in the presence of God. You can get touched back there. You can touch out sitting out in the foyer. Or if you was on the roof with a mic and you could hear it, you could get touched. What's going on in your body, dear? Your knees? Do they hurt now? It's gone away. It's going. Diabetes, okay. Soft tissue pain throughout your body. You have something wrong with your neck?
Heart palpitations.
I just dealt with that at the hospital. And yours is a neck? Well, you're shaking your head up and down. Is it still there? It is. That's because your mind agrees with it. See? It's going to go here in a minute. Yours is... Okay, dear. That thing in the hand. Did you understand when I said walk where Satan can't find you?
Right. I got a B word. He's not.
No, you got to speak the blessings.
Speak the blessings.
Okay. That'll keep him away from you.
Speak the word of God.
The blessings. You're blessed with his grace. You're blessed with his love. You're blessed with his forgiveness. You're blessed with the gifts. You're blessed with the anointing. You're blessed with his name.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
That doesn't mean there won't be testings and trials.
Right.
But if you do that, he won't find you. You know, we can get enough problems and enough trouble ourselves without him helping us. Amen. Yours is stomach, right?
For 20 years. It's been going
20 years?
It's just getting really worse. Sorry.
And you?
Daddy pulled his back and he can't walk.
Daddy pulled his back. So you're up for prayer for daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And you, dear?
I'm supporting
just supporting him. Okay. Hallelujah. Daddy's going to walk today. Amen. Get that oil, would you please? Hallelujah. I want everybody to close their eyes and raise their hands. Close your eyes and raise your hands. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for your anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're just taking every bit of pain out of his neck right now. In Jesus' name, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand right there a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everybody just worship him and praise him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now, those who had pain, open your eyes. Okay, obviously, yours is gone, correct?
Yes.
Close your eyes now. Raise your hands to him. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. I thank you as I agree, Lord, in Jesus' name. Who else had the hands raised? Who's got pain? Is it gone? It's not gone? Why are you holding on to it?
I want to let go of it.
That's right. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm giving it to you.
I'm giving it to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Is your pain gone?
It's going away.
It's going away. It's getting better. You in both knees?
Is it one?
Just one? Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your healing power into her knee, Lord, right now. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, don't grab me. Father God, I touch this diabetes and speak to it. I speak to this mountain in Jesus' name, commanding it to be loose from his body right now. In Jesus' name. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is it gone? You. Is it gone? This is faith, dear. I'm trying to get you to walk in faith.
I am. I believe.
I said faith.
Yes.
Faith isn't the, believe is the same family. Is it gone? Is it still there? Well, if it's not like it was, it's gone.
Amen.
Father God, in Jesus' name. And yours was what now?
I've had soft tissue problems for 20 years.
Was that pain? Is it?
The pain comes and goes. It depends on if I just overuse the muscles, but all the connections and fibrosis and stuff.
Okay.
Body, so that it comes and goes.
Oh, stay right there a minute. Close your eyes. Did you have pain when you came up here?
No, just my heart palpitation when I did too much.
Is it doing it now? What do you have to do to make it do it?
Go up the stairs, go walk too fast.
Go walk around church, come back here. Go walk around church, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is it still there?
It's lessened.
Lessened?
Yes.
But it's still there a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And yours was the eyes and some woman. Father God, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I speak to her woman things. I speak to her eyes light right now, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, that you're a miracle-working God, Lord. And you opened the blind eyes and you raised Lazarus from the dead. And you made wine, Lord, with no grapes. So you're a miracle-working God. So right now, Lord, I bind up all the sickness in her body. And command it to be loose from her right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What you spoke over your wife, that machine.
Yeah.
I want this machine to repeat the right sugar readings for my blood sugar.
Right now in Jesus' name, I take authority over this machine.
Thank you.
You're going to read it right, and you're going to only read one reading, and that's the God reading.
Amen.
I bind you right now. I can take authority over you, and I'm doing it now in Jesus' name. As Jesus took authority over death and said, Lazarus, come forward, I say the right reading in this machine, come forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Are you ready to get rid of that flu?
Yes.
Father
yes.
God, in Jesus' name. Say, I give it to you, Jesus.
Give it to you, Jesus.
My confession
is linked.
With you, Jesus.
With you, Jesus.
Because I bring into my remembrance
the virgin birth. virgin birth.
The stripes on his back.
The stripes on his back.
The shedding of his blood.
The shedding of his blood.
His death.
His death.
And his resurrection.
And his resurrection.
So my flu went in the grave.
Went in the grave.
With Jesus.
With Jesus.
And I have resurrected.
And I have resurrected.
Away from.
Away from.
The flu.
Away from the flu.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you. You put your hands on your stomach?
Sometimes I do it just out of habit. IBS, colitis.
Is it still there now?
Comes and goes.
Comes and goes. What's this come and going thing? It comes and goes.
Yeah, if I eat, it comes.
Okay, raise your hands, dear. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Peggy, come over here, dear. Nancy, come up here. Lay hands on her stomach. Both of you. Command that thing to go. Speak out to it. Speak to it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch his daddy's back right now. I touch every muscle. I touch his disc right now in Jesus' name. I remove all pain from David's back in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you right now, Lord, for the anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon David, the power of the resurrection of you, Lord Jesus Christ, going through his muscles and going through his back in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. You have said what I bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bind all pain from David's back and loose the Holy Spirit upon him in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Even though she came up for support, Lord, I release, Lord, into her, Lord, a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. I release a forgiving, loving Jesus into her life more and more, Lord Jesus. I thank you for direction. I thank you for wisdom that's going to come into her life, Lord. I thank you she's a child of God, Lord, that's going to rise up and walk in victory, Lord. I thank you that the world won't pull her down, Lord, but the Spirit of God will raise her up, Lord, and bring her into a depths in you, Lord Jesus Christ, that will absolutely free her spirit, soul, and body. So we give you praise for this woman of God, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, that she's going to learn to walk in your footprints, Lord, and speak your word. She's going to allow the mind of Christ to be in her. I speak that my God supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and she can do all things through Christ that strengthens her. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the anointing upon my sister in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. For the love of Jesus. Healed and whole. Mm-hmm. Healed and whole in Jesus' name. Healed and whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, what's it doing now? Did you walk around the church?
I did.
And?
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your love. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Where'd Michael go? How's your neck? You can move it? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching every muscle right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that any disease, Lord, is coming out of her body. You told us, Jesus, to speak to the mountain, to speak to this disease in her body. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. So I bind this disease, Lord, it's already done in heaven. And I loose the Holy Spirit upon her, Lord, just to refresh her, Lord, and to chase out anything in her muscles. The anointing of the living God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Every bit of it must go. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you feel that, dear?
I can feel the power of God going through me.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you, dear. God bless you. Take your heel and walk with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, isn't God good? Your pain's gone, right? See? You came to the right place. Is this all you guys? No, it's not her first time. It's your first time, right? From here over. Are you young ladies all saved? You got Jesus in your life? One's up and down. You right there with your hand in the face. You got Jesus in your life? I'm not gonna question you. I'm just asking if you do. See, if I don't, God will spank me. Have you got Jesus in your life? Okay, that's all I need to know. I don't want anybody going out here unsaved. Right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. We praise you. You are the only way to our Father God, Lord Jesus. You are the priest. You are the high king, Lord. You are the high priest. You are our confession is linked up with you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your cross. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the stripes. We thank you for the virgin birth. We thank you for the death and the resurrection of you, Lord Jesus, suffering for us. Now we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to receive the benefits, Lord. To receive the benefits. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We've been redeemed. We've been redeemed from demons. We have been redeemed from sickness and disease. We have been redeemed from principalities and powers. We have your knowledge and we have your wisdom, Lord Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit that each one of us help us this week to walk in the victory. In whatever condition we're in, we're going to praise you, Lord. Whatever condition we're in, we're just going to love you and praise you. We're going to speak the word of God. We're not going to speak our thoughts. We're not going to run the old film. We're going to rise up and speak the word of God and speak the word of God. And we're going to go out and get it every day, Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit's going to help us. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that we are free people under the blood covenant. And you are faithful to that blood covenant, Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning we honor you with everything that's been done here, your word, the praise and worship, the healings, Lord, the anointing for the prayer line, your Holy Spirit. We just give you praise and honor, Lord Jesus Christ. We draw all attention to you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray these things and believe it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.